Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today we are with Pinturo Frère. We talk to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, how are you?
Good. How are you too?
Thank you. I'm great. So tell us, who are you and what do you do?
I am Emmanuel Pinturo, the cellar master of the Cognac Pinturo Frère Estate, based in Segonzac, capital of Grand Champagne. I'm working with my big brother mainly, and I have two other brothers who are associates to our business. And I'm mainly in charge of the blending cognac and selling our cognac.
So how is the work divided between you brothers? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sure. My big brother, Jean-Philippe, has been working on the estate for more than 25 years now, and he's in charge of the vineyard. We have 40 hectares of vineyard today, all planted around Segonzac. And I came back 10 years ago because my parents wanted to be retired. And I took the sales in charge and the cellar mastering, mainly. There are many things that we do together, like taking, working in cellars, harvest, and distillation process as well.
Okay, so basically you make everything from the vines to the bottling process?
Yeah, we manage everything from the vine culture, and until the aging, and then blending, and then selling bottles.
So are you a vigneron indépendant? Do you only use your own harvest, or do you also buy other stocks?
We don't buy any barrel to another cognac maker or something like that. So yeah, just a Pinturo production.
Yes, I see. So I also saw that you released a band of four brothers, VSOP Cognac. That's rather recent, no?
Yeah. This is a brand new product because 2 years ago, we changed our brand name. Until 2018, it was J. Pinturo, J for Jacques, my grandfather and father. And we had a brainstorming and we arrived at a new brand name named Pinturo Frère.
Which means the Pinturo brothers.
Exactly. So we are four brothers, mainly two working on the estates. And when we changed the name, we had to create a new packaging for our cognac range. And we wanted to have something more fun. And I found the name Band of Four Brothers. This is a nice packaging, a little bit rock and roll. I wanted the term band in the bottle.
I see. What instrument do you play, Emmanuel?
Play drums.
Ah, me too.
Yeah, you too. Great.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But I'm very bad at it. And I stopped playing, 10 years ago or so.
I keep playing. I keep playing as I can. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I like that.
I'm a big fan of rock and roll, punk rock, metal, etc. So I wanted to do something different. The other bottles are a little bit more sober, a little bit classical. But we wanted to feel free of the VSOP packaging, you know?
Yes, I understand. So this is also a little bit the symbol of the next generation taking over. It's kind of your...
Yeah, it's like we keep the family identity, the product identity, but we want to renew our image and because we are a new generation.
Is there anything else you want to renew with the new generation? Do we have any plans where to lead the Pinturo Frère house?
Yeah, we modernized the chain for bottling because we still do it by hand. So we invested in a machine for labels and corks. And we'd like to renew the historical building. We have the historical cellar of the family where we receive customer for tasting and visits. It's a big project.
Yeah, I imagine.
And we would like to buy a second still.
Well, you only have one pot still. How do you do that?
Yeah, we only have one still. It's quite long to do.
Yeah, but how big is the pot still? How many hectoliters?
It's a 25 hectoliters.
Okay, yeah. So it's a new one.
No, it's an old one.
That's impressive to do distilling 40 hectares with one pot still.
With 40 hectares, yes. is quite huge. But until 2017, we had only 25 hectares. So it was okay for one still. We had the opportunity 3 years ago to get bigger because we have bought a new estate based in Segonzac as well. And one day we had 40 hectares, so 15 hectares more to distill. This year was a pretty good year in quantity. So we started the earliest as possible to finish on time. So we started October 26th to finish, we hope, at the middle of March. So you have almost 5 months distillation.
Wow, that's very long.
It's crazy.
That's impressive. So it's very interesting, perhaps also for our listeners. So you will purchase a new pot still, probably also at 25 hectoliters, I assume.
Yeah, to have the same rhythm, same time charge for both stills, you know.
But the pot still you have right now, it's not powered by wood, is it?
No. Yes.
Okay. I was just wondering. Perhaps interesting for our listeners, how much do you have to pay for a new entire alambic pot still, roughly?
Between 150,000 to 200,000 euros.
Only for the pot still?
Yeah, just for the still. Settled on your place.
That's a huge investment.
It's a huge investment, yeah. But you can keep it for many years. Look, we've got our still for 30 years now. It's not an investment by ourselves. We need the bank each time. Everything in our job, everything is very, very expensive.
Yeah, of course. Do you own all this yourself for 40 hectares? I mean, do you have your own harvest machine?
Yeah. We have our own harvest machine, tractors, we had everything. And 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more, my brother developed a secondary activity to sell his service to manage other vineyards. You know, we have the material for 40 hectares, so we can use it for maybe 100, 150 hectares. So we sell some services to make the vine culture to other people who don't have time, who are close to the retirement, who have vineyard, but they have another job besides. So at all, my brother managed almost 100 hectares. So our 40 hectares plus 60 hectares to others.
And this is probably close by, all Grand Champagne around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, they are not so far. And with harvest machine, we do something like 175 hectares each year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, of course.
Yes. But to get a better rentability on the machine, because the harvest machine is 250,000 euros today.
Yeah, that's also a lot. Yeah.
Yes, a quarter of $1 million. Everything is expensive. Everything. Even if you use it for 1 month, 2 months in the year, it's expensive.
Yeah, that's impressive numbers. I was a little bit surprised about the pot still. I had no idea, to be honest. It's true. But it's also for producing something very special. So speaking of that, let's perhaps look at what we're tasting today. So what are we looking at today? What kind of cognac?
Yeah, I suggest a very old cognac that we have in our range. This is our cognac Ordage.
When you say old, perhaps we can start with the age. So can you talk about the time in the barrel?
Yeah, the minimum of 40 years. This is not my production, but my father's one for sure, but my blending.
When you say blending, how many lots?
We usually work with 4 to 5 different cognac in a blend because we don't have all the vintages from the beginnings of the family. And we try to be the closest as possible on the batch we made before to keep the identity. But the problem, it's not really a problem, is that we have a small choice in the cognacs. I have to work because I'm the cellar master with 3, 4, 5 different cognac. The only one I used more cognac to make a more special blending was Secret Famille's limited edition I made for 4 years ago, something like that. So yeah, usually 3, 4, 5, depends on the results that you look for. Sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 5 different cognac, sometimes it could be just 3, but minimum of 40 years. And then we complete the blending with all the cognacs that we have in our cellars.
Okay. So the really, really old cognac of your house has a little bit more in degree, I see.
40%. Yes, it could be maybe 41, but I did the choice of setting something like 40%. Like it's a minimum. It's the normal alcohol percentage. Generations, Cognac Older and Secret de Famille, 40.5, 41%.
And this ordage, I mean, you blended it. Was there any specific concept you had in mind, or did you just discover what you just created, or how did that work?
Yes, right. After the analysis, it was 40.5%. Okay, we leave like that and no reduction. But under this, the younger cognac like Ordage, XO, our Vieille Reserve, I put all of them at 40%.
Okay. So how would you describe the nose and the taste of this Ordage?
When I started to drink cognac, for sure, Pinturo cognac, not others, this one was one of my favorites because it was smooth and powerful at the same time. You know, so you have it. It's very. I used to call it velour, velvet in English, velvet cognac. You know. And because of this sweetness and roundness in mouth, and it's so long, so subtle, and after powerful, because the aromas develop a lot. Yeah, we smell dry fruit like nuts in the nose, spices, little bit pepper, and chocolate. We can speak 10 minutes later to see what's the evolution of the aromas, because when you leave cognac, the glass, the evolution of the aromas. Then we try the mouth. So, as I told you, this cognac is velvet, very smooth, very slow. It develops the same aromas, spicy aromas that you found on your nose. Cacao, chocolate is very present in your mouth. Mm. And it's still a little bit floral. And at the end, some like tea and grilled almond.
Mm. That sounds very good.
Yeah, it's very good. So then this is just my point of view on the moment. This is very subjective, you know. So other people can smell something else. Uh-huh. Yeah, and this one is very good to drink with a cigar, I think.
Great.
Yeah, because it's a little bit smoked, toasty, but not too much. So the smoke taste could be brought by the cigar.
Well, I think we would leave it at that. Our listeners are probably now tasting it, or maybe later taste it. So thank you very much, Emmanuel, for your time. I appreciate it. And we will certainly speak again. So thank you and have a great day.
Yeah, you too. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!